Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in. This is a special edition of the Hoosier Report, the Trey Kaufman signing special. And as of this hour, at the top of the hour, a video playing right now from Jeffersonville High School on their radio station where he is going through his recruiting process, and very soon we'll officially know where Trey Kaufman is headed. We have a full hour of coverage coming up related to this subject. Later in the program, we're going to talk with Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek, the head coach there, about whatever choice that Trey makes forthcoming here in just a few minutes. Also, later in the program, later in the hour, we'll be joined by Trey Kaufman himself. He's scheduled to join us around 6:30 tonight. And then later in the program, whatever school that Trey chooses, we're going to talk with a recruiting analyst, someone that covers that program, that can talk more in detail about things. Of course, as we start tonight, if you listen to my daily show today, a big storyline heading into the day with this recruitment, this decision tonight, is that there was rumors of a leak last night. And we do know that Trey Kaufman was at Jeffersonville last night to record a video, the video that's playing now. We do know that Trey Kaufman obviously was there at the high school for that. But there were some reports, according to some listeners, that as this video was being recorded, they heard it over the radio, over the streaming, and that his choice was Purdue. Now, we can't confirm that, but we should find out very soon as this video officially launched at 6 o'clock. And again, Trey Kaufman will choose between five schools: Indiana, Purdue, Indiana State. Those are the three in-state schools. And then Virginia and North Carolina, two other schools that had jumped in more recently. North Carolina, especially more recently, back earlier in the spring, late in the winter. Virginia, maybe last year during his junior year of high school basketball. But clearly a prospect that's recognized nationally as a great player. Clearly a prospect that in our state is noted as really, the best player in the 2021 class. He and Caleb First, who's committed to Purdue, share that honor according to what player rankings you look at. But we're going to find out soon where Trey will go, and we hope to talk with him a little bit later in this hour as we dedicate an hour of coverage tonight here on the Big X to this very special moment for, obviously, a very special player here in the area. Again, Brandon Hoffman, the Silver Creek coach, joins us a little bit later in the hour. Trey Kaufman scheduled to join us as well. And then we'll talk with someone, a media member, a beat writer from whatever school that Trey chooses a little bit later in the hour today. Let's talk about his choices. Indiana, of course, Archie Miller, a school that got in on Trey very early. There's a good relationship there. Trey has been quoted in multiple publications as saying that he communicates daily by FaceTime and video with IU coaches, assistant coaches as well. Purdue also got involved with Trey Kaufman very early. I think Indiana and Purdue really were within days of each other when they officially offered Trey a scholarship. Indiana State's kind of the outlier on the list. You may wonder why, how they made the top five, the final five for Trey Kaufman. If you haven't really intimately followed this recruitment, his uncle Matt Wren, many listeners that are high school basketball enthusiasts here in Southern Indiana may remember the tremendous career that he had at Indiana State following his time at Silver Creek. So that's how Indiana State makes the list. Then Virginia, Tony Bennett. Really, the recruitment began not long after Virginia won a national championship. And, of course, they made a stop or two in Silver Creek over the years, I think for an open gym, a fall practice, maybe for a game as well last season at Silver Creek. And then Trey and his family took the recruiting process really in their own hands. He's had a number of visits to Indiana, a number of visits to Purdue over the years. But when this pandemic locked things down, and the NCAA put in some restrictions on recruiting, they made a trip, his family did, on their own dime, on their own time, to Virginia and then down to North Carolina to see those campuses. So the disadvantages that those two schools have, other than distance, would be that really they were never able, because of the pandemic, to host Trey Kaufman for an official visit to really show him the basketball program and the facilities and all the things that go along with that. And, of course, you think of an NCAA champion recently in Virginia. Things are on an uptick there. You think of all the history of a blue blood like North Carolina. Those definitely were opportunities missed out. And that's why I think a lot of people aren't necessarily predicting that that's where Trey Kaufman's going to commit. And, again, Trey is in the middle of an interview right now that was recorded last night. We expect to officially know his decision coming up in moments. Again, later in this hour, we are going to talk with Brandon Hoffman, the Silver Creek head coach. Trey Kaufman will join us to talk about his decision, and then we'll talk with a beat writer from the school that he chooses. We'll head to a quick break. We'll be back and tell you where Trey Kaufman's headed. We have a lot more coming up in this hour. This is a special edition of the Hoosier Report, the Trey Kaufman signing special, commitment special, I should say, tonight. And don't forget, high school football still ahead at the top of the hour here on the Big X. Stay with us for more. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach, who got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back here on this Trey Kaufman commitment special edition of the Hoosier Report, and we just have it in. Trey Kaufman with a special video clip of him working out on the Silver Creek court, and he has announced that he will attend Purdue University. So some of the rumors that have been growing in the last week or so, and of course really went rampant last night, that he would ultimately choose Purdue in his announcement tonight is exactly what he does. And Trey Kaufman will have an opportunity to play in the Big Ten, stay in the state of Indiana, and he will play at Purdue University. He picks Purdue over Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, and of course Indiana State, who made his top five list. And of course, other things about Trey to know: a forward at Silver Creek High School, 6'8", 215 pounds. He's a four-star, according to the 247 composite. He has a ranking of number 41 in the country. Ranked by 247 Sports, he is number 31 in the country. ESPN has him as a four-star, number 72 in the country. Rivals, a four-star, and number 32 in the country. One of his most impressive accomplishments so far is that as a junior, he was Indiana's Gatorade Player of the Year. He led Creek to a 25-2 record, averaged 25.8 points, 9.6 rebounds, 2.9 assists, 1.6 blocks, and 1.1 steals per game, so a very complete player. And, of course, when he was a sophomore, Kaufman helped Silver Creek to a 3A state championship. In addition to basketball, it should be noted, he's a 4.0 student and one of the top students in his class, his current senior class at Silver Creek High School. So, obviously, big decision by Trey Kaufman, and he picks Purdue. That is where he will play college basketball. And Matt Painter, who's been defeated, beat out in state for some of the key players in recent years, he answers back in a big way, coming down to Southern Indiana to nab Indiana's top player in the 2021 class. It should also be noted that Trey becomes the second commitment in the 2021 class for Purdue. He joins Caleb First, who is also thought of as one of the best players in the state in the 2021 class. First is from Blackhawk Christian School, which is located in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's a power forward, 6'8", 215 pounds. And interestingly enough, there's been kind of a rivalry between Kaufman and First. Who's the number one ranked player in the class? Who's the top contender for Mr. Basketball as an underclassman? And, of course, in the summer, First played for a Nike-sponsored team out of Fort Wayne. Kaufman played for Indiana Elite, which was on the Adidas circuit. And in this pandemic-riddled travel season where you didn't get all the recruiting and all the normal travel basketball stuff, they actually went head-to-head with Kaufman getting the big advantage over his team, First and his team, in the battle of the brands to kind of conclude a real short travel AAU basketball season this year. So congratulations to Trey Kaufman. We will catch up with him later in this program. We'll also be joined by Brian Newbert. He's kind of the go-to guy for Purdue basketball with goldandblack.com. He'll tell us what this commitment means for the Purdue program. But right now, Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman is with us here on this Trey Kaufman commitment special show. Coach Hoffman, congratulations to you as well. Big decision from Trey. He picks Purdue, and I know you're very happy for him.
I am. I mean, Trey's just super blessed for all the opportunities he has, he had given to him, and you know, just super blessed us, the town of Sellersburg and our school, to have a player of Trey's quality and character. You know, we're just so grateful.
Coach, before we go any further about Trey as a player or a student or about this commitment to Purdue, have you ever seen anything like the build-up to this? There was so much interest from fans. In-state schools, you had three of them. You had two other really successful national-level programs in Virginia and North Carolina. And it seems like with each day that went on this week, the anticipation from fans that I would talk to or run into or hear from on social media grew in a big way. And I know everywhere you went, this was the number one subject you were asked about as well.
You're right. That just goes to show. I mean, Indiana's that's why Indiana's the best state in the country when it comes to basketball. You know, people are just crazy about it. You know, adults, you know, they spent their days wondering what an 18-year-old was going to do for his college decision. And it's just a great place to be in terms of basketball. And it has been crazy, but, I mean, a good kind of crazy. I've been trying to soak it in. It's just a great time for Silver Creek and a great time in Trey's life and my career, you know, personally.
Let's talk about how he made his commitment. He announced it just at earlier at 6 o'clock. It was a recorded video on WJHI, which is the Jeffersonville High School radio station. They did a little pre-interview with Trey talking about Silver Creek and some of his goals and going through his final schools, and then faded out into a video that was recorded in your gym, very professionally produced. Trey speaking, narrating the video, leading up to saying where he was going to go to college, what school he was going to choose. A lot like Trey as a person and as a player, a smart guy, a very thoughtful person as well, and I thought his announcement came off that way with some of the comments he made leading up to the decision.
Yeah, I mean, that video was super nice. I mean, the company that did it was, you know, was really, really professional. It was a really well-done video. And you're right. I mean, Trey's, you know, he's very thoughtful. He's very intelligent. And he's not going to do anything corny or do anything, you know, where he's going to seem cocky. And but he's, you know, he's just a humble, small-town guy. And I think that came across in the video. And I thought it turned out really, really good.
Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman is my guest. This is a special edition of the Hoosier Report. Let's talk about Purdue. And you may not know specific times or months or dates, but when you think back about Trey's recruiting process, very early on in his high school career in your program, he started to attract the interest of college coaches. Was Purdue one of the first programs, I believe they were, with Indiana that actually was in contact, invited him on campus, and ultimately one of the first, I believe, also to offer him a scholarship?
Yeah, I mean, I can remember sophomore year, Trey's sophomore year, 6 a.m. workout in the fall. Greg Gary, who was an assistant there before he moved on to Mercer, Greg Gary was actually the first, you know, the first college coach to come to one of our open gyms. So, you know, they Purdue has always kind of been there, and you know, they've Coach Painter's been in games and came in our locker room, and Coach Brantley and Coach Shrewsbury had always, you know, done a really professional job coaching recruiting Trey. They did a great job. Anybody that knows Coach Painter knows that he's first class, and he's just a pro in terms of forming relationships with his recruits.
Talking with Silver Creek coach Brandon Hoffman about Trey Kaufman's commitment just earlier in this hour to Purdue. He will play in the Big Ten. He will stay in state. He will be a Boilermaker. As the coach at Silver Creek, in addition to having a really good gauge on Trey as a person and as a kid and seeing this recruitment unfold up close and personal, you also know one of his future teammates at Purdue, Caleb First. You guys had a chance to play against Caleb and his Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian team a year ago, and you'll have that same chance pretty early in the 2020-21 high school season as well at an event in Indianapolis. Trey and Caleb First, not only two of the best players in the state of Indiana, if not the best in the 2021 graduating class, but they're also going to be two great teammates that can play off of each other as well.
Yeah, they are. And just from all like impressions I've gotten from being around Caleb, just in the game he played and then, you know, seeing him in the AU circuit, he's a great kid. And the Purdue guys say that. And all the other schools that recruited both Trey and Caleb both speak highly of Caleb's character. And, I think, you know, a couple of years ago, people thought they were both power forwards. But now they're not the same position. They're not the same player. I think they'll make a really good combination. You know, Trey's more of a bigger, 5'4" kind of guy, and Trey's more of a 4'3". So I think it's going to be a really good combination together. And I know, but first we got a big battle with him in December. So I'm really looking forward to that game up in Southport. That was one of the better games of the year across the state, I think, and hopefully we can replicate that and come out the same result too.
Absolutely. Talking with Coach Hoffman of Silver Creek, we are scheduled to talk with Trey a little bit later in this program, so I'll ask him this as well. But what are your thoughts and understanding on some of the things about Purdue, about Coach Painter, maybe about the university as a whole, not just basketball, that stood out to Trey?
Well, first and foremost, Trey did not have a bad option. I mean, it's not like he didn't have any good options. I mean, IU is IU. They're tradition. There's so much love for IU in the state. You know, Virginia's got a quality coach, such a great program. You know, Roy Williams is a Hall of Famer, and Carolina's Carolina. And Indiana State, you know, has been such a good, close program to his family. He did not have a bad option. So it's not like anybody did a terrible job recruiting him. But Purdue, like I said, Coach Painter does a great job forming relationships with his recruits. Purdue has a great program in terms of their offense. I think Coach Painter is really good at kind of being a chameleon with his talent. You know, he's one year they had Carson Edwards. They kind of adjusted their offense to his game. But the year before they had Caleb Swanigan, they were more of a post-dominant team. So I think they're really good and kind of getting to know their players' strengths and playing off of that, and the consistency. I mean, Coach Painter's been a staple at Purdue for a while, and you know he's not going anywhere. And all those guys that they're on his staff, there's a very stable program. And then the kids that they got coming in, you know, this incoming freshman class that we already mentioned, Caleb and whoever else they bring in with Trey, but I think Trey just, like, you know, you throw all that together, and it was just a good fit for him.
I know that Trey is obviously close with Cooper Jacoby and some of his Silver Creek teammates, and you guys have a great relationship, as you would expect the head coach and a star player to have as well. But who are some of the people that you think Trey in this last few weeks really sought their opinion and leaned on for advice as he tried to take, as you said, five great schools? He didn't have a bad option on his list. Try to take that down to just one, his ultimate decision, his ultimate choice.
Well, it all starts with his mom, Laura. I think, those two are as close as two people can be. Laura's done a phenomenal job with him. You know, she's she's a pretty sharp cookie herself, and you know they both analyze things quite a bit. And so really their circle was not very big. I mean, you're talking, you know, it was those two really. And then she bounced ideas off, you know, Matt and Josh, his uncles. And, you know, we'd talk, you know, quite a bit about stuff. And, you know, his trainer, Kevin, but really it was mostly Trey and Laura. And, you know, they've been really tight, you know, his whole life. And I think it was rightfully so. It was kind of those two and making a decision. And the thing with Trey, what makes him really good as a basketball player is he's really stubborn. He's really headstrong. And he's really committed to making his own decision. So if it was a thing where somebody's going to peer pressure him or try to convince him of something, you're not going to do that. If you tell him something he can't do or tell him he should do something, like, Trey's going to – he's always going to think for himself.
Good stuff.
And so he was not going to be influenced. So I'm thrilled for Trey, you know. There's always a million people who would want to be in his shoes. At the same time, it can be burdensome, you know, the recruiting process. And he can tell you about that. But I'm just super thrilled for him, the opportunity.
Absolutely. Talking with Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek, and we're scheduled to get Trey Kaufman here after the commercial break. Final question, Coach. Can you believe that the high school basketball season is almost here? You can officially start official practices coming up in, I guess, a week and a half or so, and your first game scheduled for November 25th at Columbus East. There obviously is lots of excitement about Trey and about your entire Silver Creek team. You'll very likely start the season in Class 3A as the number one ranked team and the favorite to win a state championship. Some fun times ahead for this group of kids that you have.
It is, Matt. It's a special time, and you know, you don't realize what you got until it's gone. And, you know, we've craved to have basketball back here at Silver Creek. And just so hopeful to have the opportunity. And now it's coming up, and we're just going to embrace every day. And with Trey making his decision and Cooper making his decision, you know, now the focus is just winning. Let's just go win. And that's just we're going to attack every day and be grateful for it, because I sure miss basketball season. I'm sure glad it's coming up.
Absolutely. Brandon Hoffman of Silver Creek. Coach, again, congratulations to you. I think that probably gets overshadowed. A lot of work you've put in, a lot of things you've helped with facilitating the recruiting process, especially early on. This is a big accomplishment for you, your Silver Creek program, and really I think Sellersburg and all of Southern Indiana very proud of Trey Kaufman, but also very excited about the future season to see what he can do and see where he can lead your team along with Cooper and some of those other great players. So thanks for the chat today.
Hey, no problem, Matt. Anytime. Thank you.
All righty. We'll head to a commercial break, scheduled to talk with Trey Kaufman. When we return, we'll have Trey Kaufman next. We'll also talk with Brian Newbert. When I think of Purdue basketball, he's the go-to guy. He's the editor of goldenblack.com. He's been covering the Purdue program for many years, and he'll tell us all about how Trey Kaufman could fit in at Purdue in his freshman year. This is the Trey Kaufman Commitment Special, a special edition of the Hoosier Report here on the Big X.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back with a special edition of the program. Big night for Trey Kaufman at Silver Creek. He's had a long recruitment from lots of great Division I basketball programs. And just earlier in the hour, he made it official that he is going to attend Purdue University and be a Boilermaker and play for Coach Matt Painter after his senior year at Silver Creek High School. Don't forget, we have high school football coming up at the top of the hour. Jeffersonville at Silver Creek in Class 5A Sectional 16, a semifinal game tonight. And right now, let's go to the phone line. Trey Kaufman is with us, the man of the hour. And Trey, before we go any further, first off, congratulations to you on a big decision to Purdue University earlier tonight.
Yes, thank you, and thanks for having me.
For sure. I know you've had a long week, a long day, and lots of media requests, so let's get right to it. Why Purdue? What were the things when you and your mother and those really close to you sat down and tried to pare things out and figure out exactly where you wanted to go and spend your college years and play college basketball? What kept coming back about Purdue that made that your choice?
There was a lot of things about Purdue. I think how they developed their players. It was always a big thing. I think their system really fit me, both, I guess, on the floor and then culturally. I think that those are the biggest things about Purdue. I think all the schools, there's out of the five schools, none of them were bad schools. All of them are really great schools, and I'm fortunate to be recruited by, all those guys. But I think for me personally, Purdue was just the best fit.
Trey, talk a little bit about Coach Matt Painter, what your relationship is with him, and what he's told you that you can accomplish and get done, maybe even in your freshman year at Purdue.
Coach Painter, we have a really good relationship. He's one of the first coaches that was showing up to my games and then consistently, both AAU and then high school. What I know from talking to him is that he's going to be honest about, playing, how I'm going to be used, what I'm going to do when I'm there. I think for goals, it's to win as many games as possible, whatever that means. I see no reason why we shouldn't, go for a Big Ten championship or compete for an NCAA title. That's just my feelings. I'm always trying to, go as high as you can go. So those are my thoughts.
Have you talked to Coach Painter since your commitment that became official earlier tonight?
Yes, I talked to him, I think, a week ago and told him then.
Sure.
And then obviously we've texted off and on since then, but we haven't had conversation since then.
Great stuff. Talking with Trey Kaufman just earlier in the hour, he made a commitment official to Purdue University, where he will play college hoops after his senior year at Silver Creek. How hard was it to tell some of the other coaches, whether it be head coaches, whether it be assistant coaches, that, hey, thanks, we've formed great relationships, you've got a great program, a great school, but, ultimately I'm going to choose another school? I know you had calls daily from really, I'm sure, all five of those schools that were on your finalist list. Was that a tough thing for you to go through?
Yeah, it's very tough. It's definitely very tough. It's one, like I said, it's one of the hardest decisions I've made. But I think obviously the reason I went to Purdue is because it, best fit me. It had nothing to do with, like I said, all five of the programs are very good at what they do, just very good programs. And when something fits you, and you think it's right, that's just the place you got to go.
Absolutely. Talking with Trey Kaufman, you become the second commit in Purdue's 2021 recruiting class. The other commit, I think early March, is when Caleb First up in Fort Wayne made a commitment to Purdue. And you guys know each other very well. You've played against each other in high school ball last year in Indianapolis. And then this summer, and in previous summers as well, you've battled against each other. He played for a Nike-sponsored team on that circuit. You played for an Adidas-sponsored team on that circuit. So there's a lot of familiarity with each other. But have you ever played together before? And what are your thoughts on him as a player and you and your skills, how you guys could fit together on the floor at the same time?
Yeah, it's actually interesting because I actually went to a camp last weekend, Coach Wooten's top 150 camp or something like that. And, of course, I knew where I was going to go, but I couldn't tell him then. but just, I tried to make sure, we were in the same group. So we got to play a little bit, not with each other, but against each other. So I kind of got to see his game. And then from just playing against him, I know what he likes to do. Just things that I, really like about his game is kind of how unselfish he is. He knows he's a good instinct for, when the double's coming, when the, kick it out. But also when he, needs to take advantage of his mismatch and score. So I think his basketball instincts and just overall skills are very high.
Trey Kaufman, my guest. Trey, we just had Coach Hoffman with us to talk about your commitment and what you mean to that program and really that community as a player and as a student athlete. How relieved are you to have this decision done, announced, it's out there now in the public, And how important is it for you that this senior year, you guys as a team now focus on winning and accomplishing great things for the school and for your Sellersburg community?
Well, I think you couldn't have said any better. You know, I think I'm glad that, you know, kind of everybody knows, and I made the commitment because, you know, right now I'm at Silver Creek and we still have some, you know, unfinished business. You know, obviously I won the three-peat, but, you know, we're still the reigning champions, and, you know, that's our goal again this year. It's probably probably the best team, honestly, talent-wise, that I've played with. Just judging from our practices so far. And so I'm just trying to make sure I step in as a leader and get the guys ready to focus and battle for another state championship.
Absolutely. Trey, you mentioned a state championship. You mentioned playing at the Morgan Wooten workout down in Dallas, Texas over the weekend, where you got to play against Caleb First, who will be your future teammate at Purdue. I have to assume that as you enter your senior year, those are two of your big goals, a 3A state title, maybe a McDonald's All-American, and, of course, Mr. Basketball in Indiana. Are those the three big ones for you, and is there anything else you're going to work on or work towards before you get to Purdue?
I mean, yeah, those are all. I think the biggest thing, honestly, is the state championship. You know, obviously team goals come first, and then individual goals. Yes, I would love to be, you know, Mr. Basketball, McDonald's All-American, but my focus is really on getting better, and winning a state championship. You know, those are my two biggest things right now.
Trey, we've kind of gotten to know you on this program through the recruiting process, and as you've really blown up for Silver Creek, as we have Coach Hoffman with us on a regular basis. You've joined us from time to time as well to give us an insight into who you are and where the recruiting process stood. But when I talk with people that know you or know your family, and Coach Hoffman just mentioned this when we were interviewing him, you have a very close relationship with your family, specifically your mom. She clearly was your biggest champion, your biggest advisor, and your best friend through this tough recruiting process, wasn't she?
Yes. I mean, they say you couldn't say any better. I think that the relationship that we have is not only family, but very good friends. And I think that it extends not just with basketball, but with life in general. And this is just another extension of that. So, you know, I really trust her and what she values and her opinion on things. And, you know, she's definitely in the inner circle.
Absolutely, Trey Kaufman. Final question for you. I know you're proud of your accomplishments and proud of the success at Silver Creek, and you've done a great job championing that community. But when I hear you talk and when I hear you interviewed by other people, I know you're also proud of being from Southern Indiana. And just earlier this week, Jake Heidbreeder committed to Air Force Academy, a great program and a great opportunity for him, not just basketball, but the future in his life. Your teammate Cooper Jacoby, back earlier in the summer, he made a commitment to play at Toledo, which is a really good mid-major program. I think he can have a lot of success there. There have been other commitments from friends and people you know in Southern Indiana, and there will probably be more to come as this season unfolds. How proud of you are you to be from this area, and what does it say that, you know, we just had a week go by and you and Heidbreeder both commit to D1 programs and you're literally minutes from each other? I think it speaks loudly about how good hoops is in our area, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, Wyatt and I have talked about this. We think Southern Indiana basketball and just Indiana basketball in general is, you know, the top high school basketball there is. Even when there's not, I guess, necessarily great prospects as there are this year, there's always great teams, there's always great coaches, and just people that know the game and know what they're doing. I think, you know, I've grown up playing with Coop. I've grown up playing against Jake and just seeing them, you know, I'm so proud of them and the work that they've put in, and to see that their hard work's kind of paying off, and just growing up, you know, I'm always so focused on basketball that I don't realize, you know, it's my last year at Silver Creek and the last time I'm going to get to play with the guys and the last time, you know, I'm going to get to play against the people I've grown up with. So these are all memories I'm going to cherish, but at the same time, I'm excited to beat everybody that we're going to play.
Absolutely, and great job on the commitment video. That was very well done, very well produced, and your words, your narrative kind of leading up to your ultimate decision with you in the Purdue shirt, really strong. So I know you put a lot of thought into that, and I want to compliment you on a job well done.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, the team there at Videonics did a great job, and I'm very thankful for that as well.
Absolutely. Trey Kaufman, want to tell you we're all proud of you. Congratulations on a big decision. Thankfully, we've got you here in Southern Indiana for another year with a big high school basketball season upcoming, and we'll talk to you about that and your Silver Creek team a little more very soon. Congrats, Trey.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Trey Kaufman, very well spoken. Big decision for him tonight. He chooses Purdue over Indiana, of course, North Carolina, Virginia, and Indiana State as well. His recruiting process is over, and congratulations to Trey Kaufman on a big, big decision tonight. We'll head to a commercial break, come back with one final segment in this Trey Kaufman Commitment Special edition of the Hoosier Report. Brian Newbert, who covers Purdue basketball and has for years and years for GoldenBlack.com, joins us. We'll talk about how Trey fits in the Boilermaker program coming up. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Final segment of our Trey Kaufman Commitment Special tonight. Of course, high school football coming up at the top of the hour. Jeffersonville at Floyd Central tonight in sectional 16, class 4A sectional 16, a semifinal game tonight. And I wanted to bring on someone after Trey Kaufman's decision earlier in this hour that was announced from whatever school he committed to. And so as soon as we knew it was Purdue, immediately Brian Newbert, who's the editor of GoldenBlack.com, he covers men's basketball for the Purdue program. He's done it forever and ever, it seems, one of the original guys out there doing so. I had to get him on the line with us to talk about Trey's commitment, how big this is for the Purdue program, and how he could fit in, even as a freshman, right away for Matt Painter's program. Brian, thanks for joining us tonight.
No problem, Matt. Thanks for having me. You make me feel so old.
Years and years ago, I first met you. I was a youngster, and you were hard at work covering the Boilermakers and do a tremendous job. So let me ask you, does this commitment catch you as somebody that covers Purdue and has followed this recruitment closely? Does it catch you off guard at all, or did you feel that Matt Painter and this Purdue program were in that top five and very solidly had a chance to land Trey Kaufman all along?
Yeah, I had a pretty good idea some time ago that this was trending in Purdue's direction, but Purdue had been there really from the very outset of the process for him. I think he really, really liked them really early. I think them and Xavier really kind of set themselves apart pretty early. It wasn't a straight line for Purdue necessarily because Caleb first commits in March. It was a very reasonable assumption to make that, hey, you know, Purdue just got this other guy for its front court. That's kind of a knockout punch for Trey Kaufman. But Purdue kind of kept in communication. He always really liked Purdue. And when you saw Trey Kaufman play this summer, you know, insofar as you could tell anything from, you know, the level of competition that was generally faced during this broken summer, you could tell that he really, really had a productive pandemic. It's unbelievable I'm saying something like that. But he came out, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, quicker, more athletic than what I remembered seeing, you know, prior to his junior year at Silver Creek. He clearly really, really worked hard, and he looked like a player who can legitimately play on the wing now in college. I don't know if that's necessarily ideal for everybody involved, but he can do it. And Purdue has some track record with some versatile guys. They got back in with him. I shouldn't say they got back in with him. I don't think they ever left, but they really amped things back up with him, and all the reasons he was drawn to them pretty early, you know, kind of remained intact. And, you know, Purdue has a good history with versatile front court players. I think that resonated with him. He's always seen Purdue, I think, as a pretty good cultural fit. I don't know if he was ever into the places where you're maybe a little bit more of a celebrity. Purdue's kind of understated identity, you know, for lack of a better term, I think, you know, really kind of resonated with him too. And, you know, when all was said and done, it fit pretty well, I think, in his mind.
Brian Newbert. He's the editor of goldenblack.com. They have lots of coverage on Trey Kaufman's commitment at this website, goldenblack.com. You can check out. Brian, you mentioned a productive pandemic, and that's one of the things I wanted to ask Trey when we had him. I did not in the last segment, but you know, there's that saying, and I've heard other coaches say it, that when we get to the season, we're going to find out who was really working hard, who was going through drills, who was improving, maybe even in the driveway during the toughest moments of this pandemic, when we get back to playing and we have fans and there's actually activities to do, normal, somewhat normal at least. You're one of many people to say, wow, Trey Kaufman really got better during the pandemic. What's changed so much about him? I know there's been some natural growth and maybe he's gotten bigger as far as stronger and muscular, but what are things that's really stood out to you when you saw him play last, one of the very few opportunities to see him in a shortened off season, a shortened travel basketball season, that really stood out to you?
Yeah, a couple things that stand out. One would be his quickness. You know, I never viewed him before all of this as maybe the lightest footed guy out there. I always viewed him as more of kind of like an interior player, kind of like a 4-5 sort of player, but he really looked quicker. He really looked more agile. He really looked more explosive after the initial quarantine period when he came back out in the summer. And those games were a mess. You could tell like who worked and who didn't work, and you could tell how rusty guys were after their seasons got cut short and whatnot. But he looked really sharp. He looked much quicker. He looked much more athletic, much more explosive. But he also, I think it just kind of the natural maturation that occurs over time. You could see him getting a little bit taller, maybe. You could see his upper body filling out. You could see him just growing into his body. And, you know, I think there was a little bit of, you know, baby deer in him before, where maybe he was a little bit clumsy in his body, ever so slightly, but he really, really kind of came of age physically, I thought, this summer. And he's not done, because the last few times I've seen him, it looks like he gets a little bit bigger every time. So that's kind of what stood out. But this summer, when things were so disjointed from an AU perspective, I also saw a real competitive streak from him too. Everybody wanted to get back out there and play. He wanted to get back out there and win. You could tell he really had kind of a chip on his shoulder, kind of a mean streak about him too when he got back out there. So that also really kind of stood out in the four or five games, or two or three games, however many it was, I saw him play this summer.
Talking Trey Kaufman's commitment to Purdue earlier in this hour with Brian Newbert, editor of goldenblack.com. You've seen so many players, whether they go to Purdue or other Big Ten colleges, that go from the high school level as underclassmen and seniors and eventually matriculate to whatever college they commit to and they sign with. And you have a really good understanding of what it takes to play at Purdue and in the Big Ten Conference, probably as well as anyone I know. With what you've seen from Trey so far, kind of building on some of those things you saw him improve on in the offseason, with a senior year of basketball still ahead, how do you see him fitting in as a freshman at Purdue? Is it a possible starting situation right out of the gate? Could he almost be a go-to guy right out of the gate, even as a freshman in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think he's set up for success. I think, you know, if you get to know him at all, I'm not going to claim to know him terribly well, but I think I know enough about people to be around him a little bit and understand kind of what he's made of. And he's a really intelligent, really cerebral, really focused kind of guy. And that always lends itself well to success early in college careers. You don't come in and expect things that aren't realistic. You have to come in expecting to have to work and for everything to be difficult and you to overcome it. He's always struck me as that sort of individual, more than a guy who thinks he's just going to walk in and have all the answers. I think that's really important. The fact that he obviously worked really hard during the quarantine, carried himself like a professional, you know, that obviously really lends itself well to the college level, because stuff is really hard at that level. And if you're willing to work the way he's worked, Purdue's had a lot of success with guys like Caleb Swanigan and Carson Edwards, who walked in the door carrying themselves like professionals. He seems like that kind of guy. In terms of early opportunity, I don't see any reason why he won't have a really good opportunity at Purdue right away. Their four position is kind of wide open right now. Their front court's going to be wide open right now. Both he and Caleb First are going to walk in the door next year. And in my opinion, as freshmen, they're both going to play really prominent roles for Purdue, which could have a really good team the year they're freshmen too, because they're bringing a lot back. They got a lot of young guys in the program right now who are going to be really good too, I think. And both of those guys, I think, are going to be impact players for Purdue. How they fit together, I think they can be really good players together. in time, you know, I'm sure they will both get their opportunities to be starters, to be frontline players and whatnot. But I think next year, both of those guys walk in and are impact, immediate contributor types of guys for Purdue.
Absolutely. And for Matt Painter to come to Southern Indiana, get a commitment from a guy that Indiana and many other high-level programs were very involved with for some time. I know this is a big in-state get as well, and really a big in-state class for Purdue when you think Kaufman and First in the 2021 class, the top in the state, both going to Purdue.
Yeah, they did a really good job getting in on those guys early. In Trey Kaufman's case, I think, you know, he was always his own man about this. He was always going to go to the place. Every player says this, but not, they all don't mean it. But he said things along the lines of, I'm going wherever I think the best fit is. And by fit, I don't think he just meant basketball fit. I think he meant off the court, academically, all of that stuff. And as I said before, I think he really thought from the get-go that Purdue was that place. And just a matter of everything falling into place at the very end. I'm sure his decision probably wasn't unanimously popular in your portion of the state, but I don't think that ever really came into his calculus. I think he was just pretty much focused on what he wanted, and he was going to do what he ended up wanting and done. And you know, I had to suspend disbelief a little bit all along here, just in the sense that, you know, it's one thing to want to go to Purdue. It's another thing to actually articulate it and, you know, turn down some of the schools he turned down. But as I said before, he's really been his own man about all this. He hasn't let anything influence him beyond what he's wanted, what his mother's wanted, and, you know, so on and so forth. And as I said before, I think from day one, Purdue was certainly one of those places that he saw in that context.
Absolutely. Brian Newbert, he's the editor of goldandblack.com. Brian, thanks so much on short notice for joining us to talk about Trey Kaufman's commitment to Purdue and helping us understand exactly how he could fit into that program even as a freshman. Appreciate your time.
No problem, Matt. Thanks for having me. Anytime you need me, give me a ring.
Absolutely. Brian Newbert, goldandblack.com. And that's going to wrap up this special edition of the Hoosier Report, a Trey Kaufman commitment special tonight. Thanks to Coach Brandon Hoffman at Silver Creek for helping us with not only his own interview, but also getting us Trey Kaufman live on the radio as well. And thanks for being with us. High school football coming up. If you stay tuned on the Big X, Jeffersonville at Floyd Central in a 4A sectional semifinal game. That's the only game tonight. New Albany moves on unopposed, with Bedford dropping out due to COVID-19 situation. And same for Providence. Mitchell has to pause athletics, and Providence will move on to a 2A sectional championship game next week. I'll be back with you Monday at 11 a.m. on the Hoosier Report. Thanks for being with us tonight for this special edition of the program.